Hey everyone, welcome to the Core Combos with Beck podcast, a sacred space where we have an opportunity to connect and understand each other on a deeper level, a space where you can hear yourself in others and realize just how similar we all are. I'm your host Beck, an eternal optimist and a woman who is always in search of knowing, feeling, and understanding more. Here in this space, nothing is off limits. This podcast is designed to give myself and others the opportunity to share our stories, impart our wisdoms, laugh, cry, talk about our challenges, and connect. And ultimately, to get to the core of who we are. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Computer.
Got it.
Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. I am here this evening with my beautiful friend, Alicia, and she is the creator of Real Social House. And I've invited her on this evening because she has a wealth of knowledge around marketing, Reels, Instagram, kind of debunking it all and learning a little bit more about it. So welcome, Leigh, to the podcast.
Thanks. How exciting.
I know.
Thanks for having me.
So Leigh and I have literally been friends, what, since grade 9, grade 10?
Yeah, grade 9, I think. I think grade 9 is when we decided we were cool enough to hang out with each other. Yeah,
definitely. Not for you, but I got there. and we have just literally had, like this lifelong, beautiful, connected friendship. And we've kind of seen each other through so many different things. And I moved into a bit more of a business space with To Your Core and then doing the podcast and things like that. And I've also watched you do such incredible things in business and marketing as well. Do you want to give everyone a bit of a backstory around like who you are and how you kind of got into creating Real Social House? And then we can kind of, you know, ask some of those hard-hitting questions.
Cool. So yeah, so I started Real Social House probably the start of the year. But my background is digital production. So when I finished school, well, probably grade 11 and 12, I started finding a love for filming. Mm-hmm. So I ended up doing a digital production diploma at film school, did that. And I actually hated filming anything related to movies. I found that I loved ads. It's probably my attention span. I found ads were great because you can pump them out. They're quick editing. And I loved it. Anyway, after studying, I'm sure you would have felt like this for studying as well. When you study something for so long, the love for it slowly dwindles. And I found I did basically a 3-year course in a 1-year gap, 1-year period. Mm-hmm. I hated it. I was burnt out. So I found myself into the marketing space as I found ads were my jam. So I did marketing a bit at uni. I did marketing sort of everywhere in the corporate world and not-for-profits. All over the place. And then fast track to COVID hit. And TikTok came a thing, and it was just as COVID was hitting, I actually went to a massive conference in Melbourne, a digital marketing conference, and they were talking about TikTok. The owner of Finder was there. I can't remember his name. My nickname for him is probably not appropriate, but what I saw him at, he talked about TikTok, and I actually had already a video on my personal account go viral of my daughter. Now, I've had two of my daughters out of three, I'm a mum of three girls, gone viral for very odd things. I think one of my daughters has gone 40 million views on something completely random. And then my other daughter went viral on TikTok, and I saw like this powerful platform. And I never really saw it in Facebook. Facebook, I just never saw this platform. It was amazing and I loved it for connecting, but I never saw this, the video thing really. I couldn't see a potential in it. But then this TikTok came around and I saw how powerful it could be in good and bad ways.
Yeah.
And so then I started playing around with it and I was like, oh my God, I found my love for filming again. And I was teaching my friends. I was teaching, I think I might even spoke to you about a period over there, some other friends. And I found I was teaching people at work and I was doing all these things, and it just led down over the 2 years of the pandemic. I was constantly immersing myself into knowledge around how to make these reels, which to be fair, it doesn't sound like there's a much. When you look at reels, you wouldn't think that it had that much knowledge to learn.
There is so much.
Oh, but there is, something.
Yeah.
What we know now may be very different tomorrow. And I found that I was just constantly learning this TikTok, YouTube Shorts, Instagram Reels, and I was finding like I was loving learning again. Mm-hmm. So I just started learning, playing around with it, editing and teaching other people how they can use this platform for good, like for their business. You don't have to do stupid dances. And I was finding so much joy in that and teaching people how to leverage a platform that could be deemed for the current generation, the young generation, but how us older generation, I feel so weird to
say
that
we're. Don't even say that. Don't even say we're the
no,
old.
No, the 1900s. We're like before the 1900s. Teaching people how to leverage it was such a, I don't know, it's really empowering. And that sort of led me to go, and I don't, imposter syndrome was totally a thing because I was like, there is so many of these people on there. Like Brock Johnson is someone I aspire to. Like he's amazing. Mm-hmm. I was following all these different people, even Australians that were just rocking it. And I was like, ah, can I do it? Like, how am I different? And I really sat there and I was like, yeah, like not everyone's following these people. I'm following these people because this is totally what I do. Like this is my, what I'm interested in. There is a market here. And what led me to Real Social House is I wanted to bring something face-to-face.
Yeah.
Like I wanted to bring to community. Like I will have a digital thing. I think that's totally a space for that because I love connecting broader. And that's what's so amazing about social media, that you can connect broadly, like internationally, you know, globally.
Yeah.
But what I really wanted to focus on was I could say to a business, you need to do reels. And they'll be like, that's great. How the freak do I do them? Like I can see this. But I love the idea. My original concept was I was going to set up content stations.
I
so
still
have
love
up areas.
I still
it's still like, happening.
I'm still like, girl, you need to this. Because you told me this, what, like, maybe, what, earlier, late last year?
Yeah,
even, like,
yeah, maybe
ago.
Even, yeah. Yeah,
like,
it was a while ago.
I am there because when you hear more about this, and please, obviously, please tell everyone about it more, but it's the kind of thing like me who I am a business owner. But I don't have a lot of business owners around me that would be like, sure, I'm happy to come and take photos and this stuff. So something like this, I think you have to 100% still do.
Yes. So to give you background, listeners, so what my original idea was, I set up a place. It has different content stations around. You bring all the businesses in because I think I'm a big believer in your network is your net worth when it comes to business.
Ooh, I love
like
that.
You thanks. I can't even take credit for it. I've heard it at another network thing. I was like, God, that's a golden line. Like I'm going to use that. But I think it was Sharon, if you're listening from Coffs, you said it and it was amazing. And I'm totally like credit to you, darling. But it really resonated to me because it's so true. Like your network is your net worth. And when you're going to, and we, during COVID, we got so wrapped up into this world of digital world that we totally got that taken away from us. And I still want to bring that in. Like how, so when you have these events, I have the content stations up. One, we're going to connect digitally. So you get people in and be like, okay, cool. Share your Instagram tag. I don't want to see your business cards. I don't want to see them. I want to see your Instagram tags. Yeah. You share that. And then you can do collaborates together. You share one of your products. People do product reviews. But then you do your own reels. So you're going to learn hands-on what the reels are.
Yeah.
How to make a reel. But rather than just sit there and be like, oh, yeah, that looks easy. That's really – and then you're going to have to go home and implement it yourself. People are like, I don't remember anything.
And you lose the lack of inspiration. Like when you
exactly.
– like even right now, I'm like, oh, my God, I want to do all these things. Like you get really inspired having real people around you. And even like, you know, digitally it's great too, but having a space where you can bounce ideas off each other, and each content creator or each person with a business has something of value. You could have like 10 people making candles and selling them, but I guarantee those 10 people all have something that draws you to them different. Yeah,
exactly. And I think you probably, if you've been researching reels or whoever's done that, you hear this word niche. And it is such an important thing, but people get caught up. Yeah, but their niche is candles. My niche is candles. Like, like how I'm like, no, your niche doesn't have to be that. My niche is candle, is that it's soy based, and that I like to put not even just crystals into it, but my whole mission around my candles is to bring calmness. And like, you could totally break it down. It's like going back to school again. And like, you've just made a story. Here's your character. Be like, well, let's describe that character. Like, let's break it down to like, they have wobbly kneecaps. Like you have to like break it down so far.
Yeah.
But then you realize that everyone's unique, and like anything you see, even down to all these trends and stuff, everyone can make it applicable to your brand, to your niche. And What one thing I say to my clients a lot is that one thing I think reels are great for is to share value, share, teach something, because whatever you're doing, you can bring value to someone's life. So say, well, I'm just using candles because we're talking about it, but people will be like, well, why candles? Why are candles good? Like for me, I just, personally, if someone said to me, okay, you have a candle business, well, that's great, but like I just use it around the house to keep my house. I know my house is clean once I light up my candle. Be like, there's more to candles. Candles can make you calm and stuff like that. So teaching businesses, you need to share that. Like share why you're passionate, but teach them. Because whatever you give to your customers online, they'll be like, if they're giving that to us for free, imagine what I'd get if I paid for something.
Yeah, definitely.
Like the most you give, more you give, the more value you add when someone actually pays something. Because you're like, God, I can only imagine. Like I'm getting so much. They happily give over so much value. Imagine when it comes to the point that I need to pay for something,
So
man,
like
they're gonna be.
kind of like I know you do a lot of things around like tips and tricks or like things or whatever, or a little bit of like a look into something. So say for example you are someone who had a program that you were wanting to kind of roll out, you would start feeding parts of like the smaller bit program to them, be like, wow, like you said, I'm really interested in this. They've actually started to share and connect with me. I'm understanding them, their vision, why they're doing it. I feel like supported by them already. So when you add that link into it eventually and saying, I'm going to put a price to this, people are clicking a lot faster than if you hadn't, right? Is that?
Yeah, they're already invested. So you want people to grow with you as well, like
Yeah,
grow
true.
with you, connect with you. And I think that is what's beautiful about Reels, I think too, because I think we've all grown up around such strong, crisp advertisement. Like you think Coca-Cola, you think even cigarettes, like, well, if we have any young generations, like cigarettes, they would kill you. But like they were on football shirts, jerseys, people, they were on football jerseys. Like all that strong, hard infomercial advertising that now we have a platform that people can be completely unedited, raw. It's like this sense of you can breathe and you don't feel like you're being sold to all the time. Don't get me wrong, there is total Instagram users that are totally doing this salesy pitch still, and there still is a tendency to do that. But what's beautiful about Reels is you don't have to have this sense of perfection. You don't have to have clean, crisp things. There are certain elements you need. Like I talk a lot about calls to action and hooks and getting people in, or try and having clear background. Like try not to have your bra and undies in the view, like that type of thing.
Mean,
But
if that's
if that's your niche,
maybe.
totally, you know.
That's a whole nother episode though, guys.
That's another episode. That's a different podcast, guys. We'll talk about that another time. That's my OnlyFans. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, no, like I think that's what makes TikToks and Reels so appealing. But they are very different. Like if we look at Reels and TikTok, and so everyone's interface on that, what they use or what they, not even interface, or I suppose the platform or what my feed is or what I'm seeing is so different. So what you're seeing, it's like what I'm
100%.
interested in is different. Like what my husband watches and to be what I watch is so different. Like you're gonna, and that's what makes it so cool.
Yeah, it like gets to know you and then spits out the algorithm that suits you. But I guess other thing I wanted to like talk to you about too is like I remember when I first talked to you and we were like you're just starting out thinking, okay, I'm gonna build this, real social house. And I literally messaged you as a friend. I was like, I am an Instagrammer, I am great with pictures, I am terrible at showing up, face to face online. I couldn't have told you how to make a reel. Now I'm only like 30, what am I, 33 years old right now, soon to be 34. I should know, I should be in this world. Like this is definitely my world still, but I was so overwhelmed by like, where do you even start? But the most thing I was overwhelmed with is there's so many platforms. Do you think you need to show up on all of them? Because I've been talking to you about TikTok and reel. I'm like, well, can I blow up on TikTok and get, more people that way? Or am I diluting my message? Because I'm like, I'm trying to do too many platforms and, TikTok just doesn't feel as authentic to me as like, reels and stuff like that. Like, what do you reckon for that?
Look, no, I don't think so. I think the overwhelm is there. We've all had it. I don't think you do need to work, because if you wanted to look at all platforms, you're looking at YouTube Shorts, you're looking at TikToks and you're looking at Instagram Reels. And then, look, you, and you're probably another platform, surely. You don't have the time. Yeah. I say, personally, I think Instagram is more of a business-related bull.
Yeah.
Our generation's more likely, the older generation, probably the buying generation.
Mm-hmm.
The people that have currently the disposable income or are invested in self-care and stuff like that, yeah, more so are on, they're probably on both platforms,
yeah,
but they're looking at Instagram for different things. Mm-hmm. Whereas TikTok, I feel, is more of an entertainment.
Okay.
They aren't that way, but I have seen TikTok that way. Now, for my own business, I actually have more followers on TikTok for stupid stuff than I do for my business. But what I find that I'm doing now, because I actually like the editing system on TikTok better than I do on Reels,
mm-hmm,
in some ways. So I actually use the platforms both in different ways. Like today I put a TikTok that I posted yesterday on my Instagram Reels today.
Mm-hmm.
But it's because I found it easier to edit on TikTok and I pulled it. But it's so time consuming. So I would never tell a client how I did it. Mm-hmm. I have put a tutorial in there, but it's such a mind beep to even explain, because how I do it, it's just not, it's not time conducive. Like, it'd just be a waste of time. It's not a waste of time, but it's so time consuming that it's not time efficient. So I'd never tell a client to do that way, because really, Reels has everything. Yeah. So, okay. To say no, you don't have to go on every platform. You can if you wish.
Yeah.
But you will find, like, I know people that, like, people that I follow have two, TikTok and Instagram, but they're completely different. They post different things.
Okay.
But that is their full time job.
Yeah.
And what they post on, because I find it even struggling. I teach people how to do Reels. And then for me to pop over to TikTok, be like, hey, that's guys, different. Pop over to my Instagram, it's really different.
Yeah.
So I find that I share more of the industry I'm in,
mm-hmm,
opposed to tips.
Yeah.
But I'm still learning, but because of the industry I'm in, I do learn TikTok so I can teach clients how to use TikTok. Mm-hmm. But it is super overwhelming. And my biggest tip is just start. Like, start on one platform, get confident on that platform, and then move on.
Yeah.
Instagram wasn't always original audio, so people talking like this, yeah, whereas TikTok has largely been that.
Audio.
People, yeah, you know, those blogging, daily, yeah, vlogs, that is very much TikTok. And now Instagram is they're probably doing content creators, like really increasing content creators, which is that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm finding is that there's still a lot of trends. And I find even trends super overwhelming, because you can find on your feed, if you've liked one trend, that feed, that trend will come on your feed like 10 times.
All the time.
Yeah. And it's really confusing for different businesses to go, okay, cool. So that gym fitness person did that. How am I going to apply that to my candle business?
Yeah.
Which you can, but it's like people get this overwhelm of like, how do I leverage a trend but be different and stand out and post it when I'm nervous? Like, what do I do?
Yeah.
People tell you to show up face. And yeah, people sell to people. Biggest marketing thing, people sell to people.
Yeah.
But my little caveat with that is that if you are not confident showing up, it will show.
100%.
It will show that you're confident. Like, you know, they say dogs know when you're scared. That's like totally the same thing. People know that you are not keen.
Yeah, so stick on here. I just try to recreate it. It isn't like, you know, I'm not doing the dances. You may be doing the dances because you're like a fabulous, you know, get out there.
I don't always do the dances.
I'm not that person on here. Like, that is just not me. Like, I was stupid dancing in the club. I'm not stupid dancing. You've seen
she's really good dancer, guys.
Okay, dancer. Just, yeah, a few beverages later and we're fine. But I just think it, like, you're so correct about that. I can't scroll through and find all these things and try and make it my own if I don't believe in what it is, like if the audio is too hard. And I also really like how you said there's a lot of like the talking ones, and it does my head in when I have like rehearsed so many times and I try and get it perfect. When you're saying just to put like the audio ones behind me doing stuff, right? Like my day to day or like me and my business and that kind of thing. It doesn't have to be you always recreating audio with you
mm-hmm.
timing it kind of thing, which I think
yeah.
where it's moving away from is like not dancing, not audio, like miming, but more just like finding trending sounds and audios and showcasing more of your life and your business through that. Would you agree?
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I think there's still a place for, like, because I actually love talking and talking people through tutorials and stuff, but there's a place where you don't need to talk to camera.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, you could be like, you know, setting up and you could be like, hey guys, this is me setting up for my day. And it's like a daily vlog. So you're not even there.
Podcast.
Yeah, no, but see, it's all right. We're filming. Like, everyone looks. I'm all over it. But having that talking, you can have those type of things. Yeah. So you never need to be in the forefront. Like, I'm going to be starting a little suite of product transitions as well. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's funny. Like, I look at all these Instagram, like, people know what I do, my industry, with a larger following than me. I will have a lot of followers. Followers do not make your net worth either. Followers are not your net worth.
Someone today, I was like, saying how, like, because I've got this, like, person coming on the podcast in like a few weeks' time. She's got like a really significant following, right? And I was like, hey, I don't think, you know, are you going to want to come on the podcast? Like, I don't have that much of a following. And she's like, girl, it's about connection for me. If I can come on and we can have a conversation about something and just one person, like, can get something from that, that is fantastic. And that is something that I have had to really get past, is like the online world. Like, say, for example, I, you know, put out a product, like what, a course or something like that, or I do a live, right? So I did like a live, you know, about a month ago. And I think I had like, say, 30 people come on and watch that live and like participate in it and go, yeah, like comment and stuff. And then I got off, I was like, oh, I didn't get that many people like following that.
Yeah.
Not that many. However, if I was in a room of 30 people listening to me do a meditation or a hypnosis, I would be like, hands down, girl, you're amazing. So
exactly.
Got to kind of break that stigma of like, yes, you might have a lot of followers, but are you connected authentically and are they engaging with you? Like, meaning
exactly. You can have 21,000 followers and only 100 of those connect with you. Like, yeah. I think people get so caught up on this followers number that they forget that those may not be. So someone would come to me, oh, you've only got 350 followers. And I was like, but all 350 of those are engaged, which pays, ultimately will give me money. Like, if you want, or, you know, give me a connection.
Yeah.
But don't look at someone's page and go, they only have certain followings. People still buy followers to people. Like, there is this whole world of conspiracy with Instagram. Like, there is no need to get caught up in followers. If you just stay in your own lane, do what you've got to do, empower and engage with those around you. Word of mouth is still the strongest form of connection and stuff. And that doesn't need to be through following. Like, I've had connections through a friend that shared with another friend, and then ultimately they become Instagram followers. But that one connection alone brought me so much more joy than the 150 followers that I haven't connected with yet.
Yeah.
So there's still, that's why Instagram used to have likes, which you can see how many likes a photo had. Now that, you can put that on or you can take it off your posts on Instagram.
Yeah.
But Instagram did actually remove that for a long time that you couldn't see. But now you have the choice of it, because people got so caught up to this connection of that number of that photo or of the video of, like, that's their self-worth is what liked them, like, for that. And that's what scares me about this whole, and new, like, my daughters.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to feel like a number on a page is what, shows who, how much they're worth, or if they're pretty enough, or if they're good enough, or whereas that isn't the case. That whole followers and like things, I think you want to, I'm trying to always make clients, the idea is that you can convert your reels and your followers to clients. So reels create followers, and then your stories and your connection will make clients.
Yeah,
because you can't expect that one viral reel. Should never assume, never want your reels to go viral. Like, just post them. Because if you think your reels are going to go viral, they won't. And you'll be just disappointed.
Yeah.
So just post with no intention of it going bigger. Because you'll find the stupidest reel will go viral. 100%. And it's the one with the spelling mistake.
But, like, 200 views on a reel is still 200 views.
Exactly.
Regardless of, like,
it's 200 people walking into your office.
100. And, like,
your virtual office.
Yeah, you can scroll through and go, oh, I actually kind of like know that's a friend of a friend, or I know that person came from this, but you can kind of track your people a little bit more. And I guess that's kind of what I like want to lead into here a little bit more of, is like showing up authentically online and how important like that is, especially in here, because I know when I do reels and I'm like, oh, that sounds really good, and I put them into my drafts and I let them sit there and sit there because I'm like, I get busy or whatever. By the time I get back to editing that reel and trying to make it look perfect, your air quotes there, I kind of have lost the spark and I find that reel never does very well. Whereas if I have a spare like 10, 15 minutes and I'm just quickly finding some audio and I'm like, oh, that one's great, I make it, I set it up, I edit it really quickly and I chuck it out because I'm vibing with it, those ones get more of reaction. Do you find that kind of thing?
100%.
Yeah.
There's total value in batch creating. Like there is total value because of time management. 100% there is. But ones that you can pump out quickly and that you have the energy for, you'll find the ones the days you batch create, because you vibe them all day, will do better than those, because there is an energy behind there. I think there is still this, and I wouldn't even say, you can probably agree with this, I'm not a woo-woo person, but I feel like everything has an energy, and that still is whatever you post, whatever you connect with, what are you going to put out there? That energy will, you know, make some movement. Yeah. Definitely. And so there is total value, and you sort of do need to know how to do it quickly. So generating them quickly, you get, you'll find that you will get better. And you won't overthink it, because that's the thing. We come to this perfectionist habit that you're constantly trying to perfect something, because I am so frustrating. I know, as a person with clients I work with, like I worked with my gym recently and I actually found myself sending designs to them and going, oh look, it's not my best work, sorry. Because I worked on it so long, but you find that you end up not vibing with something because you've looked at it for so long that it becomes like a painted wall and you think it's crap. And that when I post a reel, then I'm like, oh, that's great. And I just keep watching it. Like all my views, my 100 views were just me. Like I look adorable. You know, I like that
shit. You also take the judgment out of it. I think if you sit too long, your ego gets like, well, what are people going to say about this? Oh my God, I don't look good at this. Or that, like, you know, negative self-talk comes in. I think if you can just get in, believe in what you actually are saying, first and foremost, like genuinely show up and be like, I actually believe what I'm saying. And I think people are really going to get value from this. And put it out there, whether it be like, you know, not the best picture quality, or maybe you don't have the most perfect lighting. I don't think anyone's seen there going, oh gosh, she like, you know, has a pimple, or she hasn't got the best lighting in the back. Like people don't, I really don't think people care. They just want to see it showing up. Yeah.
Well, it's on their maximum 90 seconds. Like really, it's like when, even though I still am going to do it, I'm going to give you this advice, but I know for a fact I will not change. But like when people are coming over, you clean your house so thoroughly that they're not going to walk in and be like, those skirting boards are disgusting.
100%.
You should have cleaned those. I just noticed in the corner you had a cobweb.
Yeah.
You know, disgusting. Like no one actually does that, because people are just there either selfishly, want to know what you're going to offer, or they're there because they want to engage. And I think we have learned as a society through COVID that we can easily – people are so much more open to engage online.
Yeah.
I think pre-COVID there was still this hesitation, essentially, even to Instagram hesitation, because like I'm a Facebook girl, I'm not an Insta girl.
Yeah.
There was this still hesitation, but I feel COVID's forced us to be more digitally connected in different ways, that people are more open to watch stuff. And I think we do overthink how we create something and perfectionist, and how I look at someone else's reel. Like, you know, everyone has imposter syndrome, and particularly with reels, you know, I can look at someone, because, and this is another tip, this is one tip, if I can give you guys anything, stop searching and liking, if you can, or even have two accounts, your own niche. Because if you have your niche in your feed, you will question everything you post, because suddenly you're on the same. Your feed is everything you do. Like for me, I find my business one is a lot of people sharing tips. And I was like, so I will question what I'm sharing, or I get annoyed because I had an idea. I'm like, damn it, they did it. I can't do it now.
Yeah, but that's I think that's exactly it. Like we think we can't do it, but you can do it. Like
there's billions of people on this line.
Hundreds, that you can sit three hypnotherapists together side by side. you might go to me, someone's going to go to someone else, and just because it's who you are and it's your soul and what you're showing up as a genuine human being. And I think that's what has gotten lost a bit before now, is we're not actually being ourselves. So people aren't being drawn to us. And that's what people want in life at the very core, is connection, like authentic connection with people. And if you're not showing up as you online and you're just like drip feeding like the perfect image of yourself all the time. And that's why I love this podcast, because it literally is just like, I don't edit these. I don't do anything with it. And it's my way of kind of giving back to the world and saying, hey, this is the raw and real me. I don't care the comments that come out from this. You know, and if you could hate it, love it, whatever, as long as, like we said, one person could get something from this, mission accomplished, I say. Like, it's so...
Oh, 100%. And I think it is something that it's so easily shifted and lost with anyone. Like, we could have a day, like today we might be completely vibing what we're doing, and then tomorrow you question everything you do.
Totally.
And that is something that I fear for the generations more, because they're going to have that so much more. But on the other hand, I actually do feel society is becoming more open and more, I suppose more open to these challenges, and they will address them, and people are being more raw and authentic. So you understand,
like,
it.
I reckon your girls and the generation below us, they just know themselves. They're so much more confident in like who they are, and they actually generally don't seem to care if their personality trait or what they say offends or anyone. So it's like, whatever, I'm just like showing up as me. There's some beauty in that, but there's also, you know, something a little bit challenging about that for me and our generation.
You
can't say that. Like, you have to, you know, fit in the box. And I think what we were saying today when we were actually talking before this is I changed like my logo on my business page. And I was like, why can't we just keep evolving and keep changing? Like, we don't have to sit in a box anymore, right? Like, we can keep just changing and molding into whatever we want.
I think that's what is, because I think it's probably the generation we grew up in too, like even how we had education, it's even how we, even our parents, like how they were educated, and our grandparents, like that's what is this, a generational shift, like everything just evolves, like our kids will evolve and our grandkids will be completely different again. And I think that, like, you're right, it is, there's some beauty in that, but there is some scary thoughts in that, because I still think there needs to be some form of structure in the world, and and it's just interesting to see how that will unfold. But I suppose being women, but the whole body positivity thing is a pretty cool thing. I mean, if anything could come out, like, I'm so thankful for that changing and shifting.
Definitely.
And, how the world sees that now is, if you could do anything. And I think Instagram and Facebook and TikToks have been such a great platform for that. Mm-hmm. You still have, and that's the thing people still do need to remember, that you're going to be on Instagram, you are putting yourself out to the world, like 100% to the globe, like everyone.
The good, the bad,
you are gonna like it. Not everyone's gonna like you. Do not go out there thinking I'm gonna win everyone over, because you're not. You're gonna get trolls, you're gonna get people going, you look like shit. Did you realize you had food on your shirt? You disgust me. Oh my God, you look like this person. I hate that person. Like, you're always going to have people in your corner. One tip, you do get a bad comment, engage with it, because any engagement is good engagement. And that, my friends, is like key. So this even like, and if you get spammers, engage with that shit. Be like, oh, thank you. Go on. Go on. Tell me more.
So talk a bit more, like, so why do I want people engaging with my page? Like, why is it important to have the little smiley face things, and like, why should I put that on my stories or my reels and stuff like that? Like, why is it
Instagram is big on engagement, so engagement grows your following. So then if someone's engaged with you, that then the algorithm knows they like you. Mm-hmm. So it's like you're going, hi, and they're like, oh, you like me. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Instagram's like, tick, okay, that box, they're into that stuff now. So now we're going to put it in this gram, and, you know, that's like the algorithm working. It's magic. Yeah. And the idea is you want them to engage with you more, so you come up into your following. So with your feed now, you have your following feed, mm-hmm. and then you've got a generic feed. So you'll constantly see new stuff on your normal feed, but the algorithm needs to know what you like. Okay. So whatever you engage with, and that's why you get people to engage with stuff, like get them to like your stuff, let them comment, mm-hmm. calls to action. So asking them to do something after their reel is a great way, or getting to save it because they're like, okay, they like that stuff. That's awesome. You've saved mm-hmm. it. So all these little ways, engagement's just great. Any engagement's great. And so it's starting a conversation essentially.
And you just kind of put them into mm-hmm. like, your reel, like, you know, read the comments below or any, like, what kind of
yeah. thing? So you can have, so there's the core component, like if you've got a reel, try and have a hook. Mm-hmm. So a hook is, you know, like your clickbait, like, okay, so why should I watch this, you know? Yeah. And like sometimes I don't feel reels always need it. It mm-hmm. just depends what it is. But for a business one, if you're trying to get something out there, it's always good to have a hook, like 3 myths of hypnotherapy,
yeah,
or three this, you know, yeah, you write that one down. That's a free one. It's on me. Or you know, 3 tips or 3 things I wish someone told me.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, about this, and so you'll be like, oh, what are these 3 things or three ways I've made 6 figures? There's a network marketing one, guys. Like all those 6-figure markers. Yeah. You know, that type of stuff. So people are like, hey. Go on.
I want to know that. Okay, generally.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you give them this information, mm-hmm. and then their call to action is like, they're like, cool, you gave it to me. What are you doing? Like, so DM me this word to get on my course, or DM me, or check the caption below for more details, or give me a star if you agree with me, or save me for future reference. I use that one a lot because I'm doing tutorials. Generally, you try not give them so many calls to action, because if you give them like save me, follow me, comment me, people are like, I can only do one thing at a time.
100%.
So if you just give them one call to action, so that's just a way to structure, because mm-hmm. at the end of the day you still want some form of structure when it comes to a business post, I suppose.
Yeah.
So if we have a good clickbait sort of hook, then the substance of what it is, and then a call to action, and what do you want them to do with the information. And it could just be like it.
Yeah.
Like it if you like it. Give me a tap if you love it.
Yeah.
Or share this with your friends. Like, or, you know, tell me I'm wrong in the comments. You know, like those things. Okay. Challenge me. Like, you know, those type of things.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Just wait, because then people are like, oh, okay, yeah, cool. All right.
Sweet. That could engage. Yeah, no, I love that. So I guess, like, you know, kind of wrapping it up a little bit, if I was to come to you now and I had just started a business and I really want to get into the world of reels, apart from, like, obviously those really awesome tips of, like, the hooks and, you know, calls to action and things, what would you say to them for someone who just wants to start out? Where would you kind of start for them?
Map out what you actually want to tell the world. Like, mm-hmm. what is your product? Break it down, like break it down to the core components of your business.
Yeah.
Then write out, okay, cool. Okay, this is what I want to do. This is how I'm going to get it out. Then you need to actually do some research. So go through Instagram or TikTok. Now with Instagram and TikTok, when you talk about trends, TikTok would generally have it 2 weeks before Instagram have it.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to jump on a trend, there's a whole process to that. But if you want, you can look at TikTok and start your feed and start looking there, or just look through Instagram and be like, oh, I really like that. It doesn't have to be your niche. It could just be like, I love how that person shared their information, mm-hmm. and save it so you have future reference. Get like an idea down of what you want to do. Write it down. It's before, when you first start, it's idea to map out what you want and what you want to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, do you want more followers, or do you want more customers?
Yeah.
Or do you just want, you know,
showing up more, like just, you know,
you need to have SMART goals. Like they say SMART goals, smart mm-hmm. achievable goals. Don't say you want 1 million followers. Don't say you want to be a 6-figure business in 6 months. Like, have tangible goals, because reels are still a business strategy. So create a bit of a strategy, reach out to people like me or even a business coach or something,
mm-hmm.
make some strategy, and then break down of how you want to share your content. Now, one thing people forget they can do on Instagram is repurpose content. So what you shared, babe, like 6 months ago, you can reshare that now. Like, just download it.
That's the whole, like, pinning thing, right? Like that.
Pinning's great too.
I was like,
pinning's a great feature.
Don't know what I do. I find the ones that, like, you know, I've been pinning a lot of, like, the, you know, are you new here type ones. And like, if you are new here, I can pin it to the top and then take it back down. So I do love that new feature that they
and put a feature up. If you can pin one, pin a recommendation.
Okay.
Pin a recommendation. Pin who you are. So when you want someone to come to your page, you want someone to come to your page and know, it's like going to your website. You want them to look at your page and be like, oh, okay, cool. Okay. And like, I'm revamping all my highlights now. So it's good to have a highlight that is start here, something like start here. So they can click that highlight, and all those highlights are basically saying what you are, where to do if they want to be involved.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
So that's a good way. And now the pin post is the pin of recommendations. So people will be like, oh, these are great ones. Mm-hmm. Then pin a core post that maybe has done well as well, like people have engaged well with. And then a bit about you. So you got three options.
Okay.
And then that way you're finding, because you just want people to go in, have a look.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great way to do that. Like, and now with Instagram, you're going to have so many glitches. So totally be kind to yourself.
You're always talking about, if you're following Real Social House on Instagram, which I'll link everything below, but Leash is notorious. Oh, like, God. What the hell is Instagram?
So I feel like I'm having to divorce Instagram all the time. But the good thing is they're always working on it. There's always a change. There's always a flip. Like, they're going to have an NFT shop soon on Instagram, which, and if you turn on NFTs, don't bother. There's no point in worrying about it now. That's, you just work on Reels. Focus on Reels,
people. I think so. I think that's like, you're not going to take anything else away from today. Just start with something and just start with small, something. Try it. Reach out to, like, you know, people like you, or, you know, even other friends that are starting, get together and kind of navigate
it. Collaboration is key. And one thing I found, if you can collaborate on a reel, because you can tag someone and collaborate with them. So the great thing about that one is when you collaborate, it shows up in their feed and your feed. So on their grid. So I always tend to collaborate with my own personal feed. So if you go and look at my Real Social House and my personal feed, both reels are sitting there on my grid.
So what, you're just sharing it on your personal
end? So when you tag, the person in the reel, go collaborative.
Okay.
Tag yourself. Tag yourself, babe. This is your next reel. This is my challenge to you.
This is, I'm writing this.
Yeah. So tag yourself as a collaborator, and then it will pop up into your, like, into your messages after you've done that, and you'll have to review and approve it, and then you'll find that reel will not only be on your personal grid but also your business grid,
so I can have both of them.
So that's what's really good if you're doing a collaborative, like a reel or something with another business, that you can have it on both your feeds, so you're generating likes from both your viewers.
So say, for example, let's use like Real Time Us, because this is really helpful to me. I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm like totally vibing on this. It's like, so if someone, you and I did a collab, Real Social House meets to your on mine, I would tag Real Social House in, like, say this picture of us doing the podcast or something, and then you would tag me, and then that's the cross
collab. I'll just approve it. I'll just approve that I'm happy with the tag, and then it'll be on. So if I created it and I tagged you as a collaborator, and you go, I love that, approve, it's on your feet instantly. You don't have to do anything else, babe.
Yeah, righto. And then that means you can just, I love that. And I think that's like, I love things that are easy, right? Like, you know, this is, we're busy.
Collabs are key. And another tip I'll end on is that people in your niche, they're never competition. Like, if we grow together, we're only going to grow better.
100%. Girl, you're on with the catchphrases tonight.
Oh, I have no one to credit that. I made that up then. So write that down. That was Alicia J. Smith. That was a good one. What did I say? Like, I'm going to have to re-listen to this and tag that for myself. Look.
For sure. There's some such handy things in here for sure. And it's such a beautiful space that I get to kind of bring you on this podcast and take you on this journey with me, because like I said, this next phase of the podcast is just sharing people to share people and hear what they have to say, make those connections. If you're a small business or you're starting out, or maybe you're just like in a nice creative space and you're like, wow, I'd like to make a little bit of money out of this, or I'd like to need to just share that thing with so many more people. Reels really are, like, you can't just stay stagnant in pictures and stuff anymore. You have to evolve with the times. And I think, like what you said this evening is just dead on. So good. I love it.
Well, thanks, babe. It's been awesome. Yeah, just start creating, people. Don't forget, you don't have to have your face in first up. Just slowly start creating. Take pictures of the beach. I've said that to clients too. Take some footage of a beach and use some of the space on that footage to get your message out there. Getting messages out there is key, and if you need to be aesthetically pleasing, so be it, but know that you don't have to.
Yeah, just spread the love.
Do you, boo? Do share. You boo.
Share away. I love that. Thank you so much. Well, yeah. I will link everything down below. Leisha also has a beautiful event in Coffs Harbour coming up soon. So if you're in Coffs Harbour and you're listening, make sure you check out Real Social House and attend if you can. If I was there, I would be hands down there. I'm bugging her to come to the Sunshine Coast sometime soon and
definitely
share the love. But thank you so much, beautiful. I've learned heaps and I hope everyone else really has enjoyed this too.
Yes, reach out. Awesome. That's it. Thank you. All right,
beautiful. Catch you later.
Bye.